I vote for Ralph. I have a pen as well. Okay. Tonight we are going to discuss the topic of Shalosh Shudos and Havdalah, both in Italy and throughout the world, in fact. Far more broad than other shiurim. It's funny, we mentioned a few weeks ago that I had done some math. I realized we have 6 classes and there were only 5 topics. So I took my liberties to spending 2 weeks on Kiddush. It has now dawned upon me the reason that there were 6 weeks and 5 topics, because I forgot to put Havdalah down as one of the topics. So therefore we're doing 2 topics this week in order to catch up. But it's okay, we have plenty of time. Not an issue, not to worry. Because many of the topics of Shalosh Shudos we have actually touched on earlier as they've come through. Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. The Chumash in Bishalach says, "Vayomer Moshe Echu Hayom Ki Shabbos VaHashem Hayom Lo Tzimtzeuhu Basodeh." So, in discussing the mon which fell down double on Friday, Moshe has this pasuk, and you'll note the word that keeps on repeating in this pasuk is the word Hayom Hayom Hayom. There's 3 different Hayoms in this pasuk. The Gemara picks up on this. And it says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kama Se'udos Chayiv Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. How many meals you have to have on Shabbos? 3. Chitka Omer Arba. If Chitka Paskins that you have to have, actually have 4 meals on Shabbos. Where does it come from? They both learned it from the same pasuk. Vayom Moshe Chu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Tzu Basodeh. So he says Hayom 3 times. What do we learn? Rev Chitka Savra Hani Tchos Hayom. Meaning that you're going to have 3 meals besides the 1 regular meal that you'll have during the day. No, that's 3 meals including the ones that you usually have. We paskin like, obviously not like Rav Chitka. It's interesting there in Israel, the minhag is you have the first meal in Israel, they daven very early in the morning. Right, the late minyan in Israel, I think, takes place before the early minyan in Chicago. And therefore, people are home by 10:30, and then they eat the first meal. And then at 1 o'clock, they eat their Shalosh Shudos. So that's fine in the winter, but come summertime, if you ate at 1 o'clock, by the time 7, 8 o'clock comes around, mincha time, you're pretty hungry. So the minhag is, in Israel, during the summer, they have a 4th meal, and that meal is referred to as Sudas de Rav Chitka. Sudas de Rav Chitka, because, that's when we're paying attention to him. But that's sort of more of a tongue-in-cheek comment. Most people do not pay much attention to Rav Chitka. We're lucky if they have 3 meals. The Gemara tells us that this is not something to be taken lightly. We mentioned this last year, actually, in this year. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapar, Hamakayim Shalosh Shudos b'Shabbos, Nitzel Mishrosha Peronius. If somebody does Shalosh Shudos, it saves you from 3 terrible things, and they are Mechevro Shal Mashiach, Medina Shal Gehenna, Milchomas Gog u'Magog. All of the difficult parts of history that we are going to have probably soon enough as Yemosa Mashiach come closer. How do you save yourself from the negative aspects? Eat Shalosh Shudos. If you look at the cost-benefit, that's really not so bad. How hard is it to eat Shalosh Shudos? And look what it gets you out of it. It sounds pretty worthwhile. Amar Rav Yossi, Yechalki me'ochei Shalosh Shudos b'Shabbos. Rav Yossi says, when I die, who should I have a chelek in Gan Eden with? The people who are makbid on Shalosh Shudos. So you see, the Shalosh Shudos is a big deal. People tend to take it very lightly. You probably shouldn't. And in fact, so you'll see after the word Gog u'Magog, there are 3 dots. The next Amud of Gemara explains what it is. Being that we're trying to do Havdalah as well, but look it up, you'll find it in any Shas. The Shulchan Aruch comments in the Halachas, Yehi Zayir Ma'od L'Kayim Suda Shlishis, V'afim Musovei Yochol L'Kayim Oto B'Kibetza. And even if you're full, so eat a Kibetza, you don't have to eat a lot to do it. What if there's no way? There's just no way. You really overdid yourself at lunch. And it's the winter, so there hasn't been a lot of time. And no matter how hard you try, you can't do it. Ain't no chayv letzara es asmo. You don't have to make yourself suffer. Right? V'achochav ain't a verosho. However, you got to use a little chachma here. Shelo yimari bitno besudas haboker. Don't eat that much for lunch. It's a simple shulchan. You didn't need to be the shulchan aruch to tell people that. Have in mind that you're gonna have a third meal afterwards. V'ritein makom besudas shlishis. The Mishnah Berurah comments, Eino chayv, dasuda ra'oneg nitna v'rotzar. Listen, the Shal Shutz, this is for your own good to eat three meals. If it's actually going to pain you, so don't do it. However, assuming all else being equal, you should set your day up in such a way that you'll be able to eat Shal Shutz. When do you eat it? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Manash mishagi is man ha-mincha, dain v'shei shos mechzal l'mal. The best time to eat Shal Shutz is after Zman Mincha. Now, the Post can pick up on this, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this, that really the three meals should be eaten at very specific times. The first meal is supposed to be eaten Friday night, the second day meal is supposed to be eaten before Chatzos on Shabbos, and the third meal after Chatzos on Shabbos. In fact, you already get the idea from the Ramah that we skipped in number 4, that says, Mishal Acha B'Leil Shabbos Yochol Shol Shus B'Yom HaShabbos. B'Di'evet, if I skipped a meal on Friday night, so then I can make it up on Shabbos day. But the truth of the matter is, the way it's supposed to be done is three specific meals. So, that being said, this becomes an issue in the winter as well. We have mentioned earlier on that around November time, Chatzos in Skokie is around 11:40 or so. So we said that there's a problem of fasting until midday, and therefore you have to make sure to eat something before midday. Now, if you're davening at a certain minyan that starts at 8:50 and then makes a Misha Berach for everybody and everything, you're probably not going to get out of shul much earlier than 11:30 in the best case scenario. So a person has to be very careful to eat right away. Now the truth of the matter is that even that is not the best way to do it. A person should actually start their meal preferably before Chatzos. They say in the neighbor of Chaim Soloveitchik that he had this idea. As we'll discuss later on, for the third meal, you don't actually have to eat bread. B'di'evet, if you even eat cake, that's good enough. So he said, perhaps it's not specifically the third meal, but any meal. Meaning you have to have two full meals, and a meal, and the third meal can be that of mezonos. So if that's the case, so if a person makes kiddush and then has some cake before chatzos, and then afterwards goes home and washes and makes motzi, by the time he gets home, it's after chatzos. So that would count as well.
Yeah. Kiddush could be your second meal.
Right, kiddush could be
meat.
Right.
All for lunch.
That's Shal Shutz. Right, there is such an opinion out there.
But then you bench protein.
What?
Bench.
Why?
Asking.
No, if you eat bread, you bench. If you don't eat bread, you don't bench. What?
She'ein
shalosh. Right. They make the same alamichia. That's what you make on it. Okay. What? So we'll get to that, but you'll see that Shal Shutz is not necessarily Lach Mishnah. Now that we've actually discussed at an earlier shiur, right? We said that when the man fell, he got two loaves of man. Each loaf was broken into each omer was broken into two loaves. So you actually had four loaves of bread starting on Friday. You ate one Friday for your day meal. Going into Shabbos, you had three loaves of bread. So you're able to have Lechem Mishnah on Friday night, then you would eat one. You have Lechem Mishnah Shabbos morning, you eat one. However, when Shal Shutz actually came up in the Midbar, they wouldn't have Lechem Mishnah.
That's not my question. My question is if you use mezonos for your second meal.
Right, so I'm saying that if the rule is that you only have to have bread at two meals, right, so at those two meals you'll have Lechem Mishnah.
So it doesn't matter the order.
Right, you don't make the order. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. We try not to rely on that. But that is what to rely on. It is preferable that a person should put himself in a herself in a situation where you have the opportunity to start your meal before Chatzos. So this time of year, it's not that bad, right? Chatzos, this Shabbos is a few minutes before 1 o'clock, right? But when you switch the clock, that becomes. I have found, by the way, in Skokie that even that becomes difficult. No offense, we very much appreciate whoever invited us over, but even that tends to get close if you're watching the wash. And it's usually our fault. for the record. Right, so the meals are supposed to be split up in a very specific time of the day. That's, of course, l'chachila b'di'evet, as we said, if you miss the Friday night, you can even do three by day, so that's okay. In number eight, the Shulchan Aruch raises a possibility that we actually used earlier in the year, right? Everyone got very excited this year. What do you do about Shalosh Shudis on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? People who 51 weeks a year do not eat Shalosh Shudis, where we're tearing their hair out, how are they going to do it on this week? Every other week was just a matter of washing your hands. Nobody cares. But that one week where there was some shtick involved, everybody, rabbis were giving drushes and people came with all sorts of snazzy ideas. So one of the ideas is divide the early meal. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch mentions that as a possibility, even if on a regular Shabbos. So I start eating, let's say, this Shabbos at noon. And at 1 o'clock, the meal's still going. So the Shulchan Aruch says a person has the option of stop. So we'll sit down, we'll have the Lechem Mishnah, we'll have a piece of gefilte fish. Then we can bench. Thank you very much. And then after we bench, you can wash again. And then have the chicken. And there you go. There's your three meals. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends that there should be some hefsek in between. Walk around the block, skip around the room, whatever you want to do to kill a little time. But there should be a certain break. So this was very popular on the Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos front. So this can be done during the year also. This Erev Pesach doesn't really change all that much, probably. Last, another relevant halacha, number 10, tzorach la'asos b'pas. Really, the best way to do it is to have bread. V'yeshom sh'yachol la'asos b'chol makaros mechel chamisha mini dogim. Some people say, even mezonos is good. V'yeshom sh'yachol la'asos b'dvorim sh'maravs b'hem v'pask b'asos b'dogim. Some people say, even shahakol is good. Av lo b'peres, but not fruits. V'yeshom da'afilu b'peres y'achol la'asos. Some people say that even fruit, whatever you eat, you just eat something for Shalosh Shudis. The Svar Rishon Iker, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the best thing is to have it on bread. Elim came, who Saveya B'Yosef, unless you're too full to do it. So therefore, and the Ramah point says, Oba Bakum, Sheyav Shalachol Paskin, Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Or if you're in a situation where you can't have it on bread, for whatever reasons, you do it on something else. But, best case scenario, a person should try to do it on bread, and she even have Lechem Mishnah. Number 11 is a comment in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a culmination of a big discussion in the Rishonim. Women are chayv in Shalosh Shudis. For some reason, this has fallen out of favor with women. You find, happens to be in this shul, the fact there are some women who attend Shalosh Shudis. It's very admirable. But in many places, you don't see it. And there's a discussion. Throughout history, this has been a problem. What's the reason for it? So there's a machokas Rishonim involved, why are women chayiv in Shalosh Shudis? One opinion is because af heim hoyu ba'oso hanes. Then why do we eat Shalosh Shudis? Zecher le'man. The man fell, and therefore they used to eat these three meals on Shabbos, hayom, hayom, hayom. So therefore, we have Shalosh Shudis. So just like on Chanukah, women are chayiv to light Chanukah candles, even though it says mitzvah saseh shez man grama, because they were involved in the Nes of Chanukah. Just like on Pesach, women have to eat matzah, even though it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grum, because they also came out of Mitzrayim. So too, Shalosh Shudis, women also have to eat Shalosh Shudis, because they also partook. Okay, let's get some louder clapping. So, okay, you'll get it, right? So, right. So too, when it comes to Shalosh Shudis, afhein hoyu ba'oso anes. That's one opinion. The second opinion has got nothing to do with that. We mentioned several times that Shomer v'zachar b'dibur echad emra. That Shomer v'zachar were said together. Why? What do we learn from that? Kol sheyeshno b'zachira yeshno b'shmira. Meaning that anybody who's chayiv in the los aseis, anyone who's not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos, is chayiv to do the aseis as well. Meaning they're chayiv to make kiddush. And among the things they're also chayiv to do is Shalosh Shudis. So there's a machokas as to why this is not a mitzvah saseh shez man grama. So people, the theory goes, thought that since it's a machokas, they don't have to do it. No, it's major confusion. Everyone agrees they have to do it. It's just the question why. Is it because of this or is it because of that? But no one disagrees with the fact that women are just as chayiv in Shalosh Shudis as men are. And they should be encouraged to eat it as well. Last issue of Shalosh Shudis is the reverse. Can you start? Can you eat one of the meals before Shabbos? What do I mean? When you make early Shabbos, that comes up. So you make Shabbos. This Shabbos had 6:20 or so with davening mincha. Then you're going to make Shabbos, and then you're going to eat the meal. Let's say you move quickly, and you're done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Before that, it's still light outside. So does that meal count? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions. Some people say that no, you should make sure at least to eat a kazayis of bread after it's dark. And other people say no, you made early Shabbos, you daven Shabbos, you made Kiddush, it's really Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. I think that's what we hold like. So that's quickly the halachas of Shacharit. Let's move on to Havdalah a little bit. People have to realize that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. That's the first halacha. So what's the story with Havdalah? So this Havdalah applies to men and women as well. And men also sometimes get confused about this. Men say Atochon Antanu in Shul. Women Davin Marv say the same thing. And once you say Atochon Antanu, you are allowed to do Malacha. Shabbos is over. So for example, or in case of women, women more likely say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Ochol. You make a statement, and that is in fact the end of Shabbos. Those of you who have been reading the announcements that Marla has been sending out, that's what we're going to do this Shabbos. This Shabbos, at 8:39-ish, Shabbos will be over. Everyone will say Baruch HaMavdil. At that point, you take off your shoes, you put on your sneakers, and you can drive to Shul. Even though you didn't daven Maariv yet, even though you didn't hear Havdalah yet, in fact, you're not going to hear Havdalah for another day. But at that point, once you make the statement, Shabbos is over. However, you're not allowed to eat until Havdalah comes along. Interesting halacha number 15. What if I forgot to say Atochon Antanu? So the halacha is you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei unless you eat before Havdalah. If you eat before Havdalah, then not only are you in trouble, but you also have to repeat Shmona Esrei over again because you were supposed to have said Atochon Antanu. If you don't eat, if you're not mafsik, so the Havdalah can count for the Atochon Antanu. But if not, if a person ate before and you have to do it over again.
You don't mean shalosh.
What?
You don't mean shalosh.
No.
Shalosh.
Right. Shalosh, you have to start before shkia. Because once it's shkia, it's ready time for Havdalah. Once you've started it, though, you can keep on going. Assuming that it's a meal. I mean, that if you washed. Good. There is a machokas rishonim whether Havdalah is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. The Rambam is of the opinion that it is d'oraisa. It is a Torah mandated mitzvah. Looking at number 16, mitzvahs aseh min haTorah, lekadesh es yom haShabbos b'dvarim, shenemar v'zochar es yom haShabbos l'kadsho, kom hazochrei hazechiras shevach v'kiddush, v'tzorch hazoach b'knisaso, u'b'yitziyaso, b'knisaso b'kiddush hayom, b'tziyaso b'avdalah. Just like there's a positive commandment to have Kiddush, so too, and on the flip side, there is a positive commandment to have Havdalah at the end. But just like you're Mekadesh the day when it comes in, you also Mekadesh it when you go out.
A lot. This year, after Tisha B'Av, you do Kiddush there and the sum of the whole thing?
We'll discuss that. We'll have to discuss why we discuss each of them. Now, that's Kiddush and that's Havdalah in general. If you look at the next Rambam, he says the fact that you're doing Havdil al Hayayin, the fact that you have to have, right? So he's saying that technically when you say Baruch HaKamavdil and Kodesh L'chol, you are Yotze with that. The fact that you need a cup of wine, etc., that's only Durabbanan. I had a friend who was very makbid on Motzei Shabbos in Israel. When we get on the bus, he would say Shavua Tov to the bus driver and wait for the guy to respond. Say Shavua Tov. Right? Because therefore, by his doing that, he's at least Mekayim Havdalah Midoraisa. Right? That's his way of being mezaka the fellow, they're giving the guy. So the guy was probably a chioni, who didn't keep Shabbos. But let him at least get the mitzvah by saying Shavua Tov. Right? That, so halachically, I remember thinking that I'm not so sure Shavua Tov counts as Havdalah. If you've gone to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, it would have been a little bit better. But, you know, the thought is definitely there. People forget this. I'll just, there's not really a lot of time for tangents tonight. But I'll just say that a lot of people aren't particularly careful in this. For example, in Israel, basically everybody's Jewish. So, for example, when you're walking in the street and someone's driving by, you know, you should be very careful not to be standing in the street while they're driving because you don't want them to hit the brake and then hit the gas pedal again and be Machal Shabbos an additional time. what do I care? This guy's still, it's worth something to care about. You know, so too to stop someone who's not religious and say to them, you know, Shabbat Shalom, and they respond Shabbat Shalom, that on a certain level may be Kiddush. Here in the Kadesh Deyom, when I was in Kerem B'Yavne in 1991, that was during the Gulf War. And one of the things we had to do was Shmirah. So Shmirah meant that you had to sit by the radio, especially on Shabbos, and listen if there was an azakah, if there was an attack, and then you had to press the button and warn everyone in the yeshiva. So I got Shmirah on a Friday night, and what it meant was sitting in the yeshiva dining room, listening to the radio. So I was listening to the radio in Israel on a Friday night, something I had never done before. And I was surprised what they have on the radio. So the guy gets on, he makes Kiddush, and they have Divrei Torah, and they talk about the Parsha. And, you know, I thought these people are out of their minds. I don't know if they notice this, but they're on the radio. And the idea being, no, that even if the people, you know, are that, they should, whatever we can do to be Mamai, to give them a little Yiddishkeit, that's a good thing. So, in fact, you know, in the Chadashot, at the top of the hour, you know, the whoever saying it, they on Shabbos they say Hashah Sheva v'Shabbat Shalom, and they say it on the radio, an eye opener. Okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. We'll go to 18. Seder Havdalah Yayin B'Samim Ner Havdalah. That the way you're supposed to do it is, first you do wine, Bari Pri Hagafen, Bari Mnei B'Samim, Bari Mrei Ha'esh, and then the bracha on Havdalah. And you have to vitzar chizar shlo yeyakos pogum. Be very careful that the cup be full. Not only are we makbid that it's full, but the Ramah goes further, and he says that we even pour over a little bit. What's the reason for this? That's the idea. This is representative of the week, that we wanted our cup to be overflowing with bracha. But don't overflow too much. That's bal tashlis. But, you know, a little bit of an overflow, that's something that's worthwhile. Right? You look at the Ramah, he gives us the entire rundown. Hagov v'nogu homar kodim havdol shosim abayis hinei kel Yeshua asi, kos Yeshua's asher, ayhunim ayisa'ora, lasivin tov. We say certain psukim, that could be a good week ahead of us. We do a lot of things on Motzei Shabbos. We should be doing a lot of things on Motzei Shabbos in order to try to bring bracha into the week ahead. This shul, they are makbin. It's a good thing to say vayitem lecha. Yitem lecha is psukei bracha. Too many shuls don't say that anymore. So until we say all these positive things, v'yivishas avdol yitno einehem b'kosu v'ner v'nogu lishbach mikos shal yayin al ha'aretz kodem she siyem bari priya gafen k'dei shal yeh kos pogum. The idea is, we spill out a little bit to show that it's like water to us, wine. You know, we're wealthy, it's going to be a good week, we have nothing to worry about. And that's what we do. Mishnah Brewer says that we should try this when you drink from the Kosher Havdalah, do it sitting. Why? In order that when you make a Bracha Acharonah, there should be a certain amount of Kviyah, so you're going to make an Al HaGefen after you drink the grape juice or the wine. So that should be preferably done sitting. Now, women, number 20, Nashim chayos b'avdolo k'shem shechayavos b'kiddush v'yesh mishacholek. A woman chayav in havdolo, that's a machlokas. What's the machlokas related to? It's related to how do we see havdolo. If we say, like the Rambam says, that just like kiddush is an introduction to Shabbos, Havdalah is going out of Shabbos, so ultimately, even though Shabbos is over, this is part of the mitzvah sayom of Shabbos. This is a Shabbos mitzvah. Just like women are chayiv in Kiddush, they'll be chayiv in this as well. If, however, you say that this is something unrelated to Shabbos, this is something related to the rest of the week, then you don't have all the special limudim that we have by Kiddush to say that Shomer v'zachar, that whoever has one has the other, and therefore women would not be chayiv. What do we do about this? Therefore, the Ramah says, be yotze with a man's making havdalah. Now, that's not simple at all, because, well, if women aren't chayiv, so they can do it midrabbanan, let's say, so if they can do it midrabbanan, so they can make it themselves, right? Just like a woman can volunteer to, I would understand you'll tell me, okay, a woman shouldn't make it for a man, Havdalah. That makes good sense. Why can't the woman make it for a woman? So there is a fair amount of discussion about this in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's take a look at number 21. Noshim chayavos. Af agav davi mitzvah shazman groma de bedine Shabbos ish for ish shavim diskish zachar v'shamar. So like we said outside, when it comes to Shabbos, men and women are the same. Kamosha kasuv. Havdalah nami b'chal zachar u'leman doma havdalah divrei Torah. According to the Rambam, it's all the same. Vayesh chokim, skipping a little bit, sviru on the Havdalah kevin shi b'chol, ein atchuya binyonei dine Shabbos. Other people say not, so that's the machokas. So why lo yadil ha'atzman? Like that was our big question. So the Mishnah Berurah answered, v'abach kosa filu mandor shebeturos, mikol mokum yechol saham shechar atzman, chiru v'havdil ha'atzman. So the Bach says, I don't know why. Let them volunteer. They volunteered to shake lulav, right? They volunteered to do other mitzvahs, right? To sit in the sukkah. So that's okay, let them volunteer for Havdalah as well. Right, come on, shofar v'lulav shegam ki b'turah, so filu hokum v'varchus k'mavur. Umasik ha-mogin avram, di'ikr k'divri ha-bach, and the mogin avram says, you know what, the Bach's right, I don't know what the Rambam's issue is here. V'hinei r'fi mashik kosav mogin avram le'el, di'nogu noshm shechol rishtos mikos Havdalah, in kem b'lav kol tamim hecha, tavdil ba'atzma. He said, what's the issue according to this? That women, of course, we know, should have a minhag that they don't drink from the Kos Havdalah. Why not? So they shouldn't grow a beard. I have no idea where this comes from. This came up last Motzei Shabbos at my house. So as we know, it was the 9 days. So the minhag is during the 9 days, if you have a child who's under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, but old enough to have a basic understanding of the Beis HaMikdash, so you give them the wine to drink. So we have such people in my family, and they happen to be not chayv in mitzvah saseh shazman garama. Not because they're avadim, because they're women. So I gave it to one of my daughters. I told her, go drink it. And she said, no, I don't want to grow a beard. Where did that come from? What? There you go. They're going back to the J next year. It's over. So they drank. Right, so but according to this minhag that women don't drink from it, so he said maybe that's the reason that they don't do it. Maybe the reason they don't do it is because they don't drink. If you're not going to drink, how are you going to make Havdalah? That's the Mishnah Berurah's idea. Bottom line is, I think we assume l'halacha l'maisa that women, in fact, can make Havdalah for themselves. Not a problem if you miss it. But there is one issue involved, and that issue is whether they make a bari ma'orei ha'esh. Question is, why do we have a candle at Havdalah? Two possibilities. What? One possibility is because we can use fire now. Right? So we couldn't use fire until now. Now we can use fire, so therefore this is part of the Havdalah ceremony. Other people say it has nothing to do with that, but rather it has to do with the fact that... Anybody? Fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, so therefore, to commemorate that, we do it. If the reason we're doing it now is because it's part of the Havdalah, so just like women can volunteer to do the rest of Havdalah, they can volunteer to do the Bari Ma'orei Ha'esh as well. If the reason is that it's unrelated to anything with Shabbos, it just happens to be that this is when fire is created, so therefore you have to make a bracha on it, so that's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that women probably should not make the bracha on. So that's a very tricky question, what to do about the Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. I think we recommend that the women try to avoid this. This is probably the real reason why women shouldn't do it, because whether a woman's allowed to make a Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh on her own is questionable. In fact, the only time we ever make Havdalah with a fire is Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But there's a major difference between Yom Kippur and the regular Havdalah. On Yom Kippur, when someone makes Havdalah, they use fire, but they have to use a very specific type of fire. A? Ner Sheshavas, correct. One that was lit beforehand. Why? Because we're showing that the fire had to be lit beforehand, right? We're showing that, in fact, that's the reason that we're doing it. That it's different. Yes?
Think about the various, talk about who holds the candle and why.
Phil, because he likes it.
No. You know, women and marriage and all that other kind of...
Right. How tall the boy's going to be.
Right.
Right. That's why the Statue of Liberty married a guy that much taller than her. I There you go. I don't think there's any significant makor in halacha for this. You know, I don't think the issue was that my wife didn't hold the candle high enough.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be sure, but we'll have to go to the videotape and check it out. So there, what? Because you cannot volunteer a birchas hashavach. Basically, the reason. That assuming that the reason we're doing it is because. What? Right. Certain types of brachas. There's a birchas hamitzvah. Right. So a birchas hamitzvah is I take a luv and I shake it. I make a bracha. I blow the shofar. I hear the shofar. I make a bracha on that. That's a birchas hamitzvah. Right, we say the words Asher Kedishanu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu, right, and whatever the bracha is, right, that is Machokas Rishonim. If someone's not chayiv, can they still make the bracha? So, for example, a woman and shofar. Technically, women do not have to hear Tkiyas Shofar. If they volunteer on their own, can they make the bracha? Ashkenazim assume yes, Sfaradim assume no. Right, when a Sephardic woman shakes the lulav, she can do that. That's fine, but they can't make a bracha on it. Because right, there's a question of how can these words Asher Kedishanu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu, they weren't commanded. How could they say those words? So we think it's okay. They think it's not okay. However, there are other things where you just can't volunteer. Not everything can be volunteered. An example: payas. You don't see women walking around with payas. Why not? Maybe they should volunteer. Hasidish women with long payas. Right? So for whatever reason, there's certain things that cannot be volunteered. Right? Because it's only if this is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, and the entire mitzvah is the bracha, and you're not chayiv in it, there's a part that you're mentioning God's name in vain, perhaps. There's the losisa size on the other side. So again, it has to be bori ma'ish is a very tricky issue that is discussed at length. So, that's why it is preferable that if possible, a man make the Havdalah and be motzi, the women in their chiyuv. On Yom Kippur, as we said, you have to use Ner Shoshavas to indicate that we're not doing this because fire was created. Yom Kippur could be different days of the week. So it doesn't have to be Shabbos. So therefore, you have to use Ner Shoshavas. Interesting, last year Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos. I remember I happened to be in Skokie in our Torah for Yom Kippur, and there was an issue. They didn't have a Ner Shoshavas. They didn't know what to do. So I told them, don't worry. It's Shabbos. Surprise. We're okay. So that's not a problem. So that's all related to the two different reasons that we do have Havdalah. As we all know, it should be on an Avuka. Now, just 27 people get a little confused with this. Nogin v'stako b'kapos hayadayim u'b'tziporanayim. You're supposed to look at your nails and the palm of your hand. That's what you're trying to do when you do this. I guess they feel just kind of, they think it's somehow related to the lighting candles wave. It's not. Why do we do that? That's a good question. He said that specifically you're supposed to do this. You're not supposed to look over here. I have no idea why. You got that people on the tape? Over here. What? Yeah. Again, there are different stories about this. Just to touch on a little bit more quickly, the besamim is something I wanted to focus on. So, why do we do besamim? Anybody? What? Right, so the Gemara tells us the reason we do besamim is because the neshama yisera has left us, so this somehow makes us feel a little better about it. There is a question, an interesting question, of do we have a neshama yisera on Yontif? If you remember earlier on, we discussed, did the man fall double for Yontif? This is a somewhat related question, maybe. Do you have a neshama yisera on Yontif? My nafkamina? Well, you can eat more and not put on weight, right? It wasn't me; it was my neshama yisera. Right? What? So the real reason is: do you? If the reason we do have Havdalah on the summon is because of the Neshama Yisera, do we do Avdol Arm B'Samim on Motzoi Yontif? Do we do on Motzoi Yontif, what do we do for Havdalah? Just the Kohen for the Gafim. We don't do the fire because it's not Motzoi Shabbos, it wasn't created, and you were allowed to turn on fire. So either way, you're not doing fire. But B'Samim, we don't do either, which would indicate that on Yontif you do not have a Neshama Yisera. Now that raises another question. So let's say, however, I am on Shabbos going into Yontif. Do I do B'Samim then?
No.
No, we don't do it then either. Right? So Tosfos points out that this is a very strange minhag. If you tell me that there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so I understand, Shabbos going into Yontif, I'm not going to do it on the B'Samim. However, on Motzei Yontif, I should do it on the B'Samim. If you tell me there's no Neshama Yisera, so I won't do it after Yontif. But if Shabbos goes into Yontif, I should do it. So how do...
Yontif.
What?
Yontif.
So if it is, so then... If what you're saying is true, that let's say you're arguing that there is no Neshama Yisera on a regular Yontif, but if it's after Shabbos, it gets to hold it?
No, it's like taking the place of the song. It's allowing you to carry
it. So you're arguing that there is no Neshama Yisera. However, I'm going to get over it because I have Yontif. So that is an approach. So we'll just take a look. Looking at number 30, we'll start from. Just pick up because it's getting a little bit late. Rav Omer Yaknaha. So what's Yaknaha? Anyone know what this stands for? Havdalah. Correct. So this is Pesach. So we're talking about when Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It happened this year. So at the first Seder, we made Havdalah in the Kiddush. And we in fact did Yaknaha. First we made the Bracha on the wine. Then we made the Kiddush Hayom. Then we said Bar Me'esh. Then we said Havdalah, and then we said Shechiyanu at the end. So the question is, well, why is it Yak Nebuhaz? Yayin Kiddush Ner B'Samim Havdalah Zman. Right, so the fact that we say Yak Nahaz indicates that we're not doing B'Samim. That also indicates that perhaps that there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. That is what Tosis raises. Mashin Maske B'Samim, so why don't we say B'Samim Yak Nahaz? You know, Yak Nebuhaz doesn't really sound as good as Yak Nahaz. That one obvious reason, right? The Ta B'Samim Shem Ibud Neshama Yisera, B'Yontav Nami Ikud Neshama Yisera. So the Tosfos says, well, there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontav, that's it. I V'Koshet Im Kei B'Motzo Yontav Amayro Takinu B'Samim. So if that's the case, so on Motzo Yontav, why don't we do B'Samim then? Kach near the Biyom Tov Lekka the Shama Yisera. Vahacha in Maske Besamim Shum the Simchas Yontev Achiro Vestir Moel Kamo Besamim. So just like Dr. Lisa here said, Tosfos agrees that in fact the Yontev takes the place of Besamim. Yesh Tamon Lo Nechonim. And there are other answers and they're all wrong. Vezeh Tam Nochem Vekr. This is the real reason. That's what he says. If you look at Tosfos and Beitza, Tosfos and Beitza is not as sure about everything as the Tosfos in Pesachim was. It says as follows: Ma'ira Hariach, the Masik Tanan Rabbanan, etc. So there, the good Tosfos is called Gezeira Sheva Yikdam. Vim Tov Malam and Nimnu Kshal Yodav V'Motzei Shalos Hariach B'Samim. So he says, why is it that we don't do B'Samim on Yontif Shechol Yos B'Motzei Shabbos? Says Meshum Shema Yiktom. What Shema Yiktom? So in Israel, I've actually seen people do this. So what do we do for B'Samim? We unscrew the jar, we smell it, and we screw it back on. There are some people in Israel who actually go out, pick their B'Samim, and smell it. And whatever's growing that smells good. So because of that, there was a gezeira. We were worried if you let people do B'Samim, they'll go pick them. So really, the answer is that there is no Neshama Yisera. And really, you should be doing B'Samim. However, the Chachamim made a gezeira that stopped you from doing it. So he goes to that. He deals with whether that's a reasonable answer or not. And ultimately, Tosfos says, you know, this one possibility is what the other Tosfos says. This is another possibility. It's interesting to note that there are other Rishonim have very different approaches. The most interesting approach is by the Shibolei HaLeket, who raises the most fascinating one. He says, you know what the answer is? The answer is that we say Yak Nebuhaz. So he quotes the minug that we don't have, that perhaps that a person technically we should be doing Besamim on Motzei Shabbos, even in the case of the Seder. I mean that there seems to be agreement among everybody that we've brought down at least, that we do not have Neshama Yisera on Shabbat, on Yontif. We don't have Neshama Yisera on Yontif. Right, therefore, technically, we should be doing Besamim on Motzei Shabbos that goes into Yontif. Why don't we do it? Different answers. Either the answer is because that Yontif takes the place, or the answer is that we're afraid you're going to pick, or the answer is that we do it. It's funny. That's like they tell the joke about guy gets up to give a drasha. He says, I want to know, in Parshas Lech Lecha, how come the first Lech Lecha spelled with a ches instead of a chaf? So a guy raises his hand, he says, it isn't. He said, that's one answer. I have a better answer. Right? So if it is, that would also be one answer, and we have better answers perhaps as well. There are other minor opinions. Perhaps there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, but the general assumption is what Tosfos says, that for one reason or another, we don't do it when it goes because it's for the Neshama Yisera, and there is no Neshama Yisera. So just as time runs out, to wrap it up, Shalosh Udis is an important mitzvah. People should take it a little bit more seriously. Have Lecha Mishnah, etc. Since you're not to eat before Havdalah, and Shkia might already be time for Havdalah, a person should really try to start their meal before Shkia. This gets a little tricky on those Shabbosim where there are a lot of Kelmoles. So people should watch the wash on those weeks. Havdalah is all as we usually do. And if you understand why the reason is we do each of them when it's one of those tricky ones, Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to ask, you don't have to look it up. It always makes sense. You only do Ner on times when you can't use the Ner, which is only Shabbos and Yontif, and you only do Besamim also. The last idea that Shibolei HaLeket had was he thinks that there's a relationship between the Ner and the Havdal and the Besamim. And whenever you don't do Ner, you also don't do Besamim. Now, for some reason, they go together. So that also explains why it is on Yontif we do things a little bit differently. Whatever the reason is, Lamaisa, we do it the way we do it. I think most people know how to do it well. Okay, last one next week. Hey! Oh, sorry.